This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I can't decide if this thing makes me really happy or really angry.
Yeah, me too. I don't know where I'm at either.
There's a, I don't know even who did this, but it was a sort of a spoiler alert thing for a lot of really popular movies that could have just been, you could just have avoided the whole entire movie.
Yep.
With one conversation.
Right.
You know what it is? It's basically every OPP we've ever had, or every great mate debate where you could, like, somebody comes on, tells their whole life story, and then you go, hey, just talk to them.
Yeah, just communication. That would have solved all, yeah.
I mean, we could sit here and debate who's right and who's wrong and who's cheating and who's not.
Just talk to your...
You should just talk to them.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what this whole list is.
So they boil these movies all the way down to... One
conversation
that could have eliminated
the entire movie. So the first one they have is The Little Mermaid. And truthfully, this is what kind of attracted me to this list, because this is the one that has driven me nuts since the first time I saw the movie.
I'm not familiar with the movie, so I'll have to go off.
So in Little Mermaid, Ariel the Mermaid falls in love with Eric the man and wants to, like, get with him, but she can't get on land, and he hears her singing, so he's in love with this girl with a beautiful voice, but has never seen her, and blah, blah, blah. So they can't find a way to get together, so she goes, and she had saved Eric at some point, blah, blah, blah. So she goes to Ursula and signs this contract that says, give me legs, and I'm gonna go try to get this guy for my own, and you, in return, you can take my voice away from me. But if I get him, I get my voice back.
Okay.
So when she signs the contract, she can clearly read, because she read the contract.
Yeah.
And then she writes. She signs the contract.
At least her name, yeah.
So according to the thing, she could just, once she gets to Eric, she can't talk, but she could just write down, hey, I'm the chick you hear singing in the water. I'm the one who saved you.
Oh, okay. Now that makes sense.
Fall in love with me.
We could have avoided.
Give me a kiss, and then this Ursula chick will die. I'll get my voice back, and we're all good.
Right?
But instead, it's star-crossed lovers through an entire movie, and she's trying to find a way to go, like, it's me. I'm the one.
Oh, okay.
But she can't. But she can, because she can write.
Well, you can write.
Just be done with it.
Right.
End the movie.
Yeah, get one of those underwater tablet things you can write
on. She's not even underwater anymore. She got legs. She traded her voice for legs. So she's standing next to him. Just go. I don't.
That makes sense.
It's a big, long star-crossed scene where it's just like, it's me. Hey, it's me. I'm the girl from the water. Yeah, it's a whole movie. Just. All right, that's one. Fight Club.
We can read, okay, one conversation in Fight Club, where we don't need Fight Club.
In any one of 100 conversations, like the first time Durden and What's-His-Bucket are fighting, somebody just walks up and goes, dude, why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah.
Movie over.
Yeah, that's...
It's like, wait, I'm me, and he's me, and we're me?
Oh, hey!
And the same thing with his girlfriend, who's sleeping with him and wants to sleep with the other one,
yeah,
and
then
she always
yeah.
just leaves mad, like, why are you being mean to me? It's like, why not just say... You and I just did that in there, and now you're being mean. Like, any single person could have told either one of them, why are you acting differently?
That is true.
And then the movie's over.
We wouldn't have needed any of the...
I mean, I like the movie, and it, I mean...
Yeah.
But just... isn't it infuriating? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Do you know what Atonement is?
Atonement? I never saw that one.
I've never seen it. I don't even want to read this one. Well, maybe if somebody knows it. It says... It would have been fine if everyone had listened to each other and Briony?
Yeah, I got to know.
Had just talked to Cecilia?
Yeah, they just communicate.
Yes. Okay. Here's my favorite one. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, now which number was that? Was like the third one or?
How many are there now?
Right? I was blown away that there's like six.
How many did you like?
I saw most of the first one and that's it. I never saw the Nazis. I never saw the...
Are you being serious?
Yeah. In fact, I missed parts of the first one, but I get the gist of it. That's a Sean Connery, right?
Sean Connery's not in the first one.
Oh.
Sean Connery's in the third one.
Oh, I saw like a scene.
Third one. That's this one, I think. The Last Crusade. He's okay, in the one with Sean the grail. Okay, I just got to get this straight. It's not like I'm not claiming that Indiana Jones is some historically accurate reenactment of World War, whichever one that was.
Right.
But you're a history guy.
Yeah, and I'm into stuff like that, but I don't know why I didn't get into it.
I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I want to figure that out.
Because when you guys talk about that movie, like all those movies, I can run with you a little bit. I get the basics. But
these are literally some of my favorite movies. I mean, the second one's kind of bogus. I don't totally like it. And the fourth one, I think it's the fourth one, is awful.
But everyone liked the third one.
Well, that's this. The first one's amazing. To say you half watched it.
Yeah, I saw
parts
of
my
it.
Soul.
I know. Yeah. But I get the gist
would you
of it.
Come over to my house and watch them? You won't.
Not that's the one that sucked. Because you said there's
because
the
like
one.
The fourth one, I think it's the fourth one, has. Okay. Let me. This is a clear way to understand if a movie sucks. Check the credits. Go on IMDb.
Okay.
And search for the name Shia LaBeouf. And if you see that
he
name.
He was in one of those?
He was in like the fourth one.
Get out.
It's awful.
Okay.
Just the second he shows up as like Indy's long lost son. They went for every bad soap opera thing. It's like, did you have amnesia and then you had a kid out of wedlock and meh.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll watch the first one again with you.
Watch the first and the third.
Okay.
Because do you not love Sean Connery?
I do. And I remember I saw parts of that one, but not the whole one.
All right. So here's the whole thing. Indiana Jones, Henry mails Indiana the Grail Diary because he's in danger. All he had to do was attach a note. Something like, dude, there's people chasing me. Don't do this. Don't do that. But instead, he left the entire thing a mystery. So the whole movie, Indy's trying to figure out what's going on. His dad took the time to take the diary, put it in an envelope, and go, send this to Indy. Why wouldn't you send just one other word?
Little.
Just, hey, I'm in Germany, by the way, and this guy wants, don't trust this. One note, we would shorten the movie right down to like, the Grail's here. If you get this, you'll find it. If they get it, we're screwed anyway.
Did he end up finding it?
Yes, he ended up, but it's like,
okay,
it's like a four-hour conversation just to...
We could have reduced this.
Yes, I mean, I know you have to do the whole thing, but it's like...
No, you really don't.
Sometimes...
You could just get
we
down
could have got this over with and said, all this information is going to be on our Facebook page.
Yay.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.